Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz right here in studio. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
Organized retail theft, something we've spoken about a little bit in the past. This is a big thing going on. Tell our listeners just how big of a problem this is.
Well, I mean, obviously, retail theft, you know, collectively costs billions of dollars in the community. It undermines local economies. It threatens viability of economies. And you have talking really with organized and habitual thefts that are going across the country. I think you have to just look at some of the major urban communities that are allowing these sort of activity to occur. And so myself and other prosecutors from across America, the members of the National DA's Association, we're doing our National Store Walk Month, which I'll be walking through stores again this year like we did last year in the Plymouth, Kingston, Wareham area, trying to find out how we can combat these issues and how we can work together so that people understand we're going to prosecute these people.
Now, I know a couple stories that we've done, let's say, over the past couple of years, just even with like some of the local makeup shops and like pharmacies, people were coming in from outside of the area, very organized and able through whatever their means, their methods are, to take thousands of dollars worth of items and get out of the store.
Yeah.
Wasn't somebody arrested at the airport, trying to get out of here?
Yeah, there was a gang of individuals who were here in our country. They were going into Ulta, which is a high-end makeup store, and they were stealing expensive amounts of money, $5,000-$6,000 at a whack, and they were walking out. And a lot of the corporations have different philosophies as to what to do with thefts in their organizations. Sometimes they don't want their employees to get hurt. They don't want any customers to get hurt. They'll let people walk out. They'll notify the police, and then we need to try to be in a position to try to get them back. In that instance, we were lucky that we were able to get these individuals. We arrested them. Some of them are still in jail right now. That happened months ago. I think it's really important that people understand that, you know, to me, that we need to continue on in prosecuting these individuals who are stealing either large or small sums of product out of these stores. It makes a big difference. And when the bad guys understand that you're going to do something, they will go away. They'll either go to jail, or they're going to be deported, or they're going to be in a position where they don't want to come here anymore.
Do you think the laws are tough enough against this kind of theft?
I think the laws are evolving. You know, in Massachusetts, our threshold for larceny now is $1,200. It used to be $250 years and years ago. However, you know, a lot of the individuals that are making these thefts, they understand that if they steal less than $1,200, it's a misdemeanor. So they may go into a store and steal $1,000 worth of things. We do have an avenue in Superior Court to aggregate amounts, which is what I will do. So if somebody comes in on one day and steals $1,000 and steals $1,000 the next day, we can aggregate that amount and get us over the $1,200. But that's only for Superior Court jurisdiction cases. And so I think we have work to do. But I think it's really important for people to understand that, you know, this is out there. It's a real issue across America. And in some of our areas across America, stores have shut down. They've closed. And it affects all of us. And I think it's important for us to continue to work together. We have formed an organized retail crime task force from a number of towns here in Plymouth County. We continue to meet. We're going to meet again in November. And we're going to let individuals know that I don't care what it costs to come bring you back here. I don't care if you stole $5,000 worth of items. If it costs me $10,000 to go get you, I will do that in order to get you back here and send the message to everybody that we're not going to tolerate it and that we will come after you and we will prosecute you.
Two questions. One, where do they sell this stuff? And two, have any of these episodes escalated in any real violence with some of the people reacting in the stores when they get caught with the stuff?
The majority of the stuff, as I understand it, sold online or through fences. We've actually been conducting investigations throughout Plymouth County following the items that are being stolen. Mm-hmm. So as we put those cases together, and they're never easy. It's a lot of legwork involved in those. We'll continue to do that. I'm not aware of any violence per se in our county, but I am aware of violence across America that's occurring in these high-end retail places where individuals are coming in and targeting expensive goods, and they'll go in mass, take things and walk out in mass and create havoc throughout it. We can't have that. We can't tolerate it, and we won't tolerate it.
If people have any questions about this or any other questions that your office, the Plymouth County District Attorney's Office, programs help, how can they get in touch with somebody in your office?
You can always call us. We have an assistant DA on call, 508-584-8120. And to find out more about us, go on PlymouthDA.com. That's PlymouthDA.com. And you can see all the programs that we're involved in on top of doing our job.
Thank you very much. Again, that's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz.